Okay. Well, I'm the last speaker in today's session. My name is Andrea Melnichenko, and I'm an application scientist at CID Bioscience. My background is in plant physiology and photosynthetic and volatile analysis. And today I'll be talking about the advantages of measuring ethylene, first off, and then the advantages of measuring them using our latest instrument, the CI-900 Portable Ethylene Analyzer. So just a little background about our company. We are a design, engineer, and build firm. We make photosynthesis analyzers, leaf area meters, canopy imagers, leaf spectrometers, so a lot of portable physiology-type instrumentation, as well as root imaging systems. As I mentioned, the ethylene analyzer is the newest product that we've introduced, and it is a tool that has multiple purposes. So a little background about what ethylene is in general. Ethylene is pictured here. It's a very small hydrocarbon, nonpolar in nature. It acts as a volatile plant hormone and is exhibited from plants during periods of maturation, stress, ripening, and senescence. Within different types of plants, the production of ethylene can range from very low levels to high, and this changes during the life cycle of the plant as well. Additionally, the plant's sensitivity or response to ethylene can vary from very low levels to high levels, or low responses to high responses. So ethylene plays a very important role in fruits. Most people are aware that it advances the ripening process, and this is known primarily in climacteric fruits. So this is true of the old adage, one bad apple will spoil the barrel. You have one apple that's aged rapidly and is emitting high levels of ethylene, it will trigger the same senescence response in all of the other apples that are exposed to it. So as I mentioned, it stimulates senescence, rapidly increases maturity, and it can exacerbate disorders. So I didn't put the disorders up here. I put the fruit as we like to see it, especially in commercial applications. But in the presence of ethylene, a lot of climacteric fruits will exhibit disorders like scald, stem end rot, and gray mold. In non-climacteric fruits, ethylene can still play a role in degreening in some applications, and I'll get into this a little bit further on with our instrument specifically and how that's been used in the citrus industry. So this is just a quick summary of ethylene production in fruits. As I mentioned, the production rates can be very low in some fruits and very high in others. And in some instances, the rate of production may be low, but the sensitivity that that fruit exhibits towards ethylene can be very high. So the physiological responses that it triggers can be very high. Ethylene also plays an important role in leaf and flower development. And the rate of ethylene production can increase under abiotic stress or biotic stress. So when plants experience mechanical damage or stresses related to drought or disease, ethylene production rates can increase. And this has been known for a long time. So in 1957, there was a study published showing that cotton yields were reduced within a 2-mile radius of a polyethylene plant. So that's just ambient atmospheric ethylene present in the environment that we're reducing, dramatically reducing cotton production. But that doesn't mean that the role of ethylene or the response generated by ethylene is always negative. For those of you that attended Bill Miller's talk yesterday, he gave a really two very nice examples of ethylene in bulb plants, one of which was negative. So when tulip bulbs are exposed to high levels of ethylene, it kills the flower within the bulb before it's even planted. So when the bulb is first kept in storage, it can damage the bloom. The other way that ethylene was described yesterday was that it can increase epinasty. So in lilies that are bred to be very, very florific when they're young, the plant can have a difficult time transpiring and moving nutrients throughout the body of the plant. And so if those plants are exposed to ethylene at early ages, it induces the plant to open up, transpiration rates increase, and you don't see any negative effects down the road. So ethylene obviously plays a very important role at a number of developmental stages in plants. Why measure ethylene? From a research perspective, obviously we want to understand the mechanisms of ethylene production and response. So cellular controls over ethylene and their responses, contexts of emission, sensitivity levels need to be documented. And then the perhaps more commercial side of that, and both are relevant to the horticultural industry, is that ethylene levels a lot of times need to be managed. So we want to mitigate or ventilate systems in order to reduce the buildup of ethylene in situations where it's undesirable. So how has ethylene been measured, or how can we measure ethylene? The most straightforward and perhaps best understood way is through gas chromatography. So a lot of times these are done with small volume samples or samples that have been incubated under headspace conditions where a portion of that is drawn out and analyzed. In order to relate that back to a real-time flux or emission of ethylene, further calculations need to be done. There are a number of real-time sensors for ethylene on the market, ranging from photoacoustic sensors to electrochemical sensors, and these have a variety of uses both in industrial and commercial applications. However, the limitations sometimes in these systems are portability and detection limit. Another way that ethylene is analyzed is by using tubes or chemical change assays to detect the concentration of ethylene present in an environment at a given point in time. So now I'll speak a little bit about our device. This is the CI-900 portable ethylene analyzer right here. And it is an ethylene measurement system with the ability to add sensors that can also measure CO2 in the plant respiration range, CO2 in the commercial storage range or controlled atmosphere range, and then oxygen as well. So some brief specifications of the instrument. This is an electrochemical sensor device, and I'll get into the theory of operation of that in a moment. There is a flow meter and pump on board the system. It operates at 0.2 liters per minute. It can be operated as an open loop or closed loop system. And the range of this system is excellent. It's 0 to 200 parts per million with a resolution of 1 part per billion and a lower detection limit of 25 parts per billion. So we're talking very, very low levels of ethylene in ambient air or in a closed system. The accuracy of the instrument is 5%, and that is adjusted for temperature and humidity. All other specifications are given here. It behaves like a consumer electronic as well, so all of the data is stored on the device on a removable SD card that can then be analyzed in a program like Excel. So the theory of operation, as I mentioned, this is an electrochemical sensor, and that means it's a real-time measurement system. So unlike a gas chromatograph or a tube assay where you get a measurement of ethylene or a concentration of ethylene at a specific point in time, this system can be operated continuously. So if it's connected to a chamber where fruit is present or to a specific or to a single fruit, you can actually get a flux from the instrument or from the fruit. So it's an electrochemical sensor. The gas stream passes over the sensor, which is a platinum electrode, and the sensor combusts ethylene as it senses it. So for every molecule of energy of ethylene that's sensed, an electrochemical or an electronic signal is given off and sensed by the instrument. This means that it's very, very sensitive to low levels of ethylene, but a major disadvantage and something that's held products like this back in the past is that it can also pick up on a lot of other hydrocarbons. And depending on your sampling environment, there can be a lot of aromatic compounds present in the airstream or alcohols. So the way that we've chosen as a company to combat this is actually quite simple, and this is a patented device. So we have a water filter on the back of the instrument. the sample air flows in through the front, and the first thing that happens is that it goes through the water bubbler. This is basically taking advantage of the fact that ethylene has a very low solubility in water. It's a nonpolar compound, and most other plant-produced hydrocarbons are very polar, so they get caught up in the water matrix, allowing only ethylene to be to pass through and be sensed by the instrument. And that's just sort of cartoon-like displayed on the bottom. So you have a complex mixture that becomes simplified after it passes through the water trap. So I'll give you a little bit of a sense of the applications that we have for this instrument. Basically, we've engineered this to meet a lot of needs that we've identified both in commercial and research applications. So the instrument can operate as a continuous monitoring device. Say you put it into a cold storage facility or a greenhouse situation and let it run. It will sense ethylene in the ambient air continuously. There are self-cleaning mechanisms built into the system as well. And then the data, of course, can be saved to that SD card, but there's also a terminal block on the back of the instrument that can act to relay the data to other logging devices. In addition, the instrument can act as a controller for ventilation systems or gas systems, so you can set up a threshold on the device. If ethylene levels get higher than 500 parts per billion, kick on the fans and turn them back off when they reach, you know, a level like 400 parts per billion. The system is also very powerful as an inspection device, so it is portable and can be carried from location to location to measure the ethylene concentration over the course of an experiment or over the time that a particular commodity is in storage. In addition to its role in sort of commercial applications, the instrument can also be used to measure fluxes directly from leaves or from fruits while they're still attached to the plant. So this means that the instrument is very valuable pre- and post-harvest in measuring ethylene and ethylene evolution over time. And then if you're really married to your gas chromatograph and the sampling strategies that go along with operating a gas chromatograph, there is a GC emulation port that can be connected to the instrument, allowing it to be used for small volume samples or headspace accumulation work. So some of the ways that we've been introducing this instrument, I'll just briefly touch on here. One of them is in tulip bulb storage. So in Holland and the Netherlands, when bulbs are pulled from the field, they're put into wooden crates like this. And ethylene is certainly well understood, well managed, but in most applications, it's never measured, either because the sensitivity isn't there in commercial instruments, and most commercial or horticultural operations don't have the money to buy a gas chromatograph. So ethylene is still managed, but it's through constant ventilation, and bulbs are kept around 20 to 25 degrees C, winter, summer, doesn't matter. So this is very, very energy intensive. So this instrument has been applied in this circumstance to dictate when it's best to ventilate, when it's necessary to ventilate, and to help storage facilities save energy costs when ethylene levels are low. Another important application for this instrument is in citrus degreening. So we actually created a second brand to address the commercial market. CID is a company that's been present in the plant physiology and plant research world for a number of years. But with this device in particular and some of the other ones that are coming along, we saw tremendous application in commercial and industry markets. So this is a device that's being used to help degreen citrus fruits. So citrus is non-climacteric. It doesn't emit ethylene, but ethylene is very important in breaking down the chlorophyll in this peel. So mandarin oranges are picked ripe, harvest ripe, but the peel is still green, and they need to be exposed to levels of ethylene in order for that to degreen. However, if the level of ethylene is too high, it can exacerbate some of the conditions that I mentioned earlier, and you'll see molds start to form and damage to the internal and external qualities of the oranges or of the mandarins. So in order to maintain precision levels of ethylene for degreening, this instrument is used as an inspection tool in large degreening facilities. We also have some newer users who are using the device to measure abiotic stress responses in wheat out in the field. So they're enclosing whole plants and measuring the ethylene flux from the plant after a drought spell. They can also use some of our leaf chambers that are compatible with our photosynthesis system to measure ethylene fluxes directly from the leaf as well as CO2 flux. And then we're also happy to be working with Edward Carey, who gave a talk earlier in the week about storage of sweet potatoes in Ghana and some of the work that's being done there. This device is being used to help inform best practices. So in these rural and developing communities, they need smart solutions to be able to store their product. So he's evaluating some of the systems that are currently in place, as well as some of the new potential systems to maintain very low levels of ethylene. More information is available on our website, of course. You're always welcome to email me. And we do have a booth with our full product line here. It's booth number 107. And with that, I'd be happy to take your questions.